River 1467, your feel-good station. Tech Talk with Trevor Long from EFTM.com. And, well, first of all, good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
I love a little bit of TV. Plenty of the latest tech. And this one's not it's not going to break the bank. Well, plenty of bang for your buck anyway.
That's right. Look, if you wanted a 55-inch TV, you could spend maybe $600. You could also spend $3,000. So the one I've looked at this week is $1,600. So the low to mid-range. It's from TCL. It's called the C835. And there's three great things about this. The first one is design. It actually looks like a premium TV. Beautiful metal look stand. Actually, a height adjustable stand too, which I really love. It's got Google TV built in, which means that the operating system is very user-friendly, easy to use, install all the streaming apps you want. And lastly, it's lit by mini LED. Now, mini LED is the latest lighting technology in TVs. And it essentially means that more areas of the screen can be controlled. And that means that you can have the deepest blacks on the screen as well as the brightest colors side by side without getting too much interference and a great contrast between them. Great refresh rate, so great for gaming, great for movies. Honestly, at $1,600, I think it is the bang for your buck buy in TV space. So the C835 from TCL comes in 55, 65, and 75 inches. And obviously, if you had the $3,000, you'd go to 75 inches because go big or go home, eh?
Yeah, okay. You've been to my place, have you, Trevor? That's pretty much how my lounge room is. Hey, look, you tested Elon Musk's satellite internet service in regional Australia, and it's not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just fascinated me for a while, but it's taken a while for the satellite service Starlink to actually have enough satellites over Australia to really give you a consistent service. So the thing about Starlink is it's expensive. It costs $1,000 up front because you've got to buy the satellite dish, and then it's $140 a month. But I stumped up, got the dish, and took it out to my brother's place in regional New South Wales, and he currently has NBN via fixed wireless. So the speeds he was getting, pretty good, 50, 55 megabits, but on the Starlink satellite, I was getting 180 to 200. So, you know, four times fixed wireless, probably 10 times NBN satellite, but almost double the price at $140 a month. But unlimited data, high-speed data, for a lot of people, you know, if you've got a farm or a property well on the outside of town, Starlink could be the ultimate internet service provider for you.
Lovely. Good, but pricey is what you're saying.
Yeah, great service, but you know, you got to be prepared to stump up.
Yeah, generally they say they get what you get what you pay for. Hey, look, playing games on your mobile phone. I know you're not talking about me with playing solitaire, but the backbone. What is this? The backbone.
Yeah, solitaire no, Candy Crush no, but Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, Asphalt, all these kind of fun, very immersive games that would normally on a console they'd have buttons and triggers and things, but on a phone you've got to use your touch screen. The backbone is a really cool device that you slot your phone into, and it gives you a controller like experience. Now they've just released a PlayStation edition, so it's exactly the same as the one they've had before, but it's now white and it looks just like the PlayStation controller. It even has the PlayStation logo, which it doesn't sound like a lot, but Sony's never let another company use the PlayStation logo before, so the fact that they've done that puts a big rubber stamp on this. So if you are a gamer and you love your PlayStation on your iPhone, then the Backbone PlayStation Edition is for you. It's JB Hi-Fi, $179.
The Backbone, get a bit of spine in your gaming.
Exactly.
There you go. See, I could be working for the company.
I'll let them know.
All right, thanks for that, Trevor. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you then.